in 24.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
12193.
And that was 12193?
Right. Main number.
My last name is K-U-I-P-E-R.
And your first name?
Suzanne. I'm sorry, hon.
Nope, go ahead. We had some crackling on the line, so I kind of stepped in. But by all means, please provide your information. That is actually the more appropriate way to handle it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. First name is Suzanne.
Okay, and will you verify that shipping address?
26 County Route 312, Westerlo, New York, 12193.
Okay, and I am the supervisor over the floor, and I do see here you have the Iquinique Skin Serum and that cream, and your account have already been canceled. How may I help you today?
We would respectfully request a 50% refund of the initial charges after the trial and an RMA number for return of the product that was recently shipped.
Okay, so which charges are you referring to? The charges in March?
Correct.
Okay, and
no,
we do have
February. Sorry, February 24th. You authorized it on the 22nd. There was a payment for $85.90. And $94.90, which I am assuming is the initial charge for her failing to call and cancel. She did this on the phone, so she didn't read terms and conditions to know that she needed to do that.
Correct.
So we would request.
It was stated on the website where she very first order that she had to call in within those 14 days to cancel. And by you not calling in within those 14 days, you was automatically enrolled in auto shipping, auto pay. But what I can go ahead and do for you, for the charges in March, I can offer you a 35% refund for the charges in March.
And how much are you going to refund off the charges in February?
Okay, just hold one moment.
Because you've gone back to less to previous to what I negotiated with the previous rep. And she told me she couldn't discuss the February charges. So, again, I would request a 50% refund on the February charges and an RMA number for the product that was shipped out apparently yesterday that they can return it to you for a full refund.
What I can do is offer you a 50% refund for the March charges.
And, again, what can we do about the February charges?
I'm sorry, you said what can you do with what now?
So there's charges on February 22nd.
That's correct.
I respectfully request.
Charges.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
So what I had requested is a 50% refund on the February charges and an RMA number for the product they have not yet received so they can return it to you for a full refund.
Okay, what I can do is offer you a 75% refund off the March charges.
Okay. So the only way we're going to really be happy if you're only going to stick with the March charges, which I absolutely understand, would be 100% refund on the March charges because she doesn't want the product, and she's happy to return it to you, is what I'm trying to express.
So I can offer you that 75% refund off the charges in March.
Okay. And how about February?
cares if you're with me.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I did fully refund the March charges, and it will appear in the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I do have confirmation for you to write down.
Thank you.
That confirmation will be received for Charlie.
Yes.
B for Charlie again. B for boy. B for boy. D for Dorothy. 602.
Was that 602?
That's correct.
602.
A for apple.
A.
6-1.
Can we repeat it?
Oh, is there anything else that I may help you with today? After the zero, after
yes,
the
you
zero
at
two,
this time.
A for apple.
At this time,
one.
You're okay. At this time, you are not going to discuss the February charges with me. Is that correct? Because I've asked multiple times, and you've stuck with the March.
So what I can do for February is offer a 35% refund.
Is that acceptable, Susan?
At this point, yeah, that'd be all right. Except I never even received the merchandise.
Did you receive what you thought was the sample?
Yes.
Okay, that was the full product. They sent you a 30-day supply.
Okay, all right.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, and that refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and you have the confirmation that verifies that it has been canceled and refunded.
Okay, perfect. We greatly appreciate your time and attention. You have a great day.
You as well, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.